Well, what do you know? March has come to its last week, and with it, the end of International Women's Month. But we will never stop celebrating the strength of a woman. No, we shall not. Welcome to another episode of The Real Talk with a Queen by Janita Filipina, Season 2, airing to inspire not just the global Pinay, but women all over the world. This is your host, Gabby, and this show is for you. We'd like to thank our dear listeners. Thank you so much, guys, for serving as our inspiration. And of course, to our sponsors for supporting us always. We do what we do because of you. Now, have you heard of the saying, what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve? Do you believe it? I think I've said this before in a previous episode, or I might have just said it over and over again. I can't remember where, but I'm sure I've said it multiple times before because I believe it. You know, the human brain is said to be the most powerful central processing unit. Well, yes, much like a computer. An organic one, that is. It does what computers do. It can store, retrieve, can analyze, can create, use logic. Now, I won't be expounding using scientific explanations of how important the brain is, because we all know it is so, even beyond physiology. In our day-to-day, our brains, our minds play a vital role in much of our lives. Even our emotions, believe it or not, are influenced by the brain. And that is why it is essential that we keep our brains and our minds healthy and strong. So in today's episode, we will be sharing a few tips on how to become and stay mentally strong. Number one, yearn to learn. Yes, this is something you've also heard of before, but we all need to be reminded every now and then. Sometimes we become too chill, too relaxed. I know everything, but we should never stop learning. There's truth to the saying, never stop learning. Is that even a saying? But it's the most obvious response to, you know, the question, how do we become mentally strong? We'll never stop learning. Exercise our brains, exercise our minds. There is a study out of Harvard that's found a link between advanced education and stronger memory, you know, as a person ages. But if you're out of college, like myself, don't worry. Of course, we can still learn even out of school. Simply reading. By reading, we're able to already exercise our brains through that. But you could also take short courses online of something that just might be of interest to you or something new. Keep everything fresh. Always learn. Number two, exercise. And it's just as important as mental exercise. Physical activity is. Physical exercise, it helps lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And, well, actually not just Alzheimer's disease, but that's what, you know, what we can link to the brain. There's an article I found out of in.com. It listed 5 activities that help boost our mental strength. Now, you might want to write this down, so if you have a pen and paper, grab those and jot these activities that could help keep you boost your mental strength. Number one, if you're ready, number one is to take deep breaths. And this is to improve your attention span. So I quote from the same article, studies show people who multitask have trouble taking tasks or performing activities that require sustained concentration. Taking a few deep breaths can provide an immediate boost in focus, which can improve performance. End of quote. Okay. Number two, do some yoga. And obviously, this is to reduce stress. Yoga, although a physical activity, has calming effects, which we all know and which we all need, especially at this age and time. Number three, lift weights. Now, don't let that scare you. Lifting weights help you combat anxiety. There's no need for heavy weight lifting. Just even lifting moderate weights, it's actually more effective at reducing anxiety. Number four, This is something that I can do, obviously. Take a walk. Anyone can do this. So walking reduces depression. Again, I said I can do it. So it's probably the easiest form of any physical activity that anyone can do. About 200 minutes of walking per week. That's a good number. It reduces depression greatly already. And that's less than 30 minutes a day. So you can do it. I'm sure I can do it. The question is, will we do it? Well, we should. And number 5, smile. I quote from the same article that smiling influences your physical state. A smile can decrease your heart rate during a stressful activity, even if you don't feel happy. End of quote. So just smile. So three out of the 5 suggested physical activities, we can actually do those at no cost. So there's no reason not to give them a try. Let's give this a try. All of us. Let me know if you've given any of these a try. And I'll probably let you know in the upcoming episodes. So there, we exercise our minds, we exercise our bodies, but to be mentally strong, we also need to rest. And we've heard this said time and again. And even so, it's getting a bit more difficult each time. But we should really get enough sleep. Sleep isn't simply our bodies being at rest. It's a time when the brain is active, ensuring that our bodies remain in top condition. For healthy adults, it's recommended that we get 9 hours of sleep, rather. But for children and teens, more is needed. It really depends on your state of health already. But 7 to 8, 7 to 9, that's a good number. Hopefully we all can sleep that much hours daily. Whew. Of course, let's not forget to eat healthy. You are what you eat. And yes, our food choices can very much affect our overall well-being. Not just our bodies, not just our minds. Everything. There's a connection to everything. So if you still have your pens and papers with you, here are 5 foods that help improve mental strength. Number 1, vegetables. And again, we already know this, but this will encourage you more to eat your greens. A direct link has been found between increasing vegetable intake and superior mental health. So if you've been feeling a bit sluggish mentally, eat your greens. Number 2, eggs. Eggs are rich in choline. Choline is the precursor of acetylcholine. And what that is, it's one of the most fundamental neurotransmitters. So eating up to 3 eggs is actually safe for most. But if you already have pre-existing conditions, please, please check with your doctors or nutritionists first. Number 3, fish. Fatty fish like salmon, albacore, tuna, mackerel, sardines, even tilapia. These are some of the fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which is essential for learning and for better memory. On a side note, omega-3 is also good for the heart. Number 4, blueberries. Blueberries are high in antioxidants, linked to increase in cognitive ability, and has been known to reduce the effects of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And my favorite of them all, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate contains flavanols, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. Flavanol in cocoa can help improve blood flow to both brain and heart. And that is why I so love my dark chocolates. So again, those are vegetables, eggs, fatty fish, blueberries, and dark chocolate. To stay mentally strong, we should keep on learning, exercise, get enough sleep, and have a healthy diet. Now look, if you have other tips that help keep us strong in both mind and body, share it with the entire Chinita Filipina community. Leave us a comment over at our Facebook page, and don't forget to hit that like button. Of course, follow us on Instagram, @ Chinita Filipina. Now if you need advice, counseling, or just a friendly ear to listen to your troubles, book a free 60-minute session with us by sending us an email over to info@janitafilipina.com, or you may also send us a message over at Facebook. So again, thank you so much, guys, for spending a few minutes of your time with me. I hope you've had some takeaways from today's episode, and good ones at that. Thank you as well to our sponsors for supporting us all the way through season one and up to this season. This has been your host, Gabby. Until next episode.